Good afternoon. So, welcome to this afternoon meditation session. And one of the very frequent asked questions people like to ask, why, you know, when I first do this, for example, metta or whatever, you know, sometimes some of the techniques you ask me to do, it did work, you know, in the past, but now it doesn't work anymore. I said, of course, it does not work anymore. Because when you first, you know, you do it without any expectation, isn't it? You just do it, you know. And that's how you can see sometimes experienced meditators, sometimes they're stuck, you know. And especially they have some experience and they're always looking forward to that experience and try to manipulate and try to make it happen again. And they try to manufacture. Actually, you stop it up, you know. You will never get it because you try so hard and you try to make it. You have the expectation. They said sometimes, like they said, we always said, you know, always have the beginner's heart. You know, when you're at the beginning, you have not much expectation. You just do it, you know, or wash the breath. And just simply wash the breath and then you got good meditation. But sometimes if after they have the experience, they crave for that. They want the experience to come again. I have people, especially sometimes people, they experience deep meditation and they want to have that experience again. It takes them long time. Very difficult to have that experience again because you crave for it. So you want it because when you want craving, you desire, your mind move. And it's very difficult to become peaceful and you try to manipulate. And it's very, very common. And, you know, just recently someone said, oh, I used to do metta, it's working, but now it seems like metta doesn't work. I said, of course, because before you sit, you're already thinking that now I'm doing metta, so I become peaceful. So if before we sit, we think that, oh, you know, I'm going to sit, you know, that I'll become peaceful. Or I meditate, that I'll become peaceful. And it doesn't work that way. It have to come from, we are not expecting anything. It just come from, the meditations come from letting go. You know, the more you let go, the mind become more and more still. And that's why one of the really, the key for good meditation is contentment. You know, a lot of people think that they have no progress when they first, they say, oh, you know, when I first meditate, I can feel the inner happiness, I can feel the peace, you know, the calm, you know. But now I don't feel the peace anymore. It's just like when you first have the experience, when you first meditate, when you first have the experience, it's just like the first time you taste a delicious food. You say, wow, it tastes so good, so nice, so delicious. And then you try to have it every day. Isn't it? Every day it's become ordinary. But actually, you do have the peace. It's just like you always have the peace. It's become like not good enough. And you start to crave for more. You want more peace. Actually, you're already already peaceful. So they say sometimes people don't know that they have progress. Actually, we do have progress. Because especially the first time, the contrast, you know, like people come to the monastery, the first time they come to monastery, you know, they feel the peace much more because the busyness and you come into the peaceful place, you can feel this, wow, it's very peaceful. But if you stay long enough in the monastery, and then it's just peaceful all the time. And then we tend to take it for granted. You think that it's just like you have this food every day and it's become so ordinary. But if you go out again to the busyness and then you can see the difference, you know. The same thing, you know. And then you start to crave for more, not good enough. And then sometimes quite frequent questions people ask, you know. They say, oh, when I become really peaceful, I'm already settled my mind. So what should I do next? I say, you don't do anything, you know. Because the moment you think that, what should I do? Actually, you're already not present. Your mind already wandered off. You're not really present. You're not really in that moment. You're not in that moment. Your mind's already wandered off because of lack of contentment. You want more. You know, when we're peaceful, we want more peaceful. And the peace is not good enough. So that's why it's good that we develop contentment, you know. That's why sometimes when we sit, you know, we try to arouse that appreciate that, you know, that this moment that I be able to sit here quietly and to appreciate each breath. You know, we look upon each breath that this might be the last breath that we have, because we tend to take it for granted. So each breath that we breathe in, that we really appreciate that, oh, this might be my last one. This is my last one. And then you become more appreciative. And then you become, you know, you become so grateful for this every single moment, every breath that we breathe in. Then you develop your contentment through that, you know, because we tend to take it for granted. And sometimes because of we think that we are not peaceful enough, so we want more, and then we try to manipulate. Then people thinking that maybe my technique maybe there's something wrong with my technique. I try to do this, try to do that. I can tell you, the more you try, the worse. The harder you try, the worse, I can tell you. The peace and calm, the stillness only come from letting go. If the more you try, I can tell you, that's why I used to tell people, give up trying. Letting go of trying, you know. Don't try so hard, because sometimes people try too hard. That's why I remember they have an experiment. People go on meditation retreat and some go on the spa, you know. See, which one is more relaxed, you know. And then the results is people going to the spa is more relaxed than people go for meditation retreat, because people try so hard. I can see people really sit there, try so hard and force themselves to sit for 3 hours, 4 hours, you know. Actually, and then try to be focused, you know, try to focus on the breath and try to get the peace, you know. You can't get peace like that. The peace comes from letting go, come from being content with this moment. It's good enough. So let things happen by itself. We cannot manufacture, we cannot make it happen. You know, sometimes we have to learn that, you know, we have to hit the wall many times and then we learn, you know. In early days, I used to do that. When today having good meditation, tomorrow, oh, I can't wait to finish my chores quickly, you know. I rush back, you know, want to sit. But I can tell you, whenever I do that, the mind all over the place. It doesn't work that way. And then sometimes the most least expected, you do not expect everything. You just sit, you know, just relax, you know. You don't expect anything. Actually, you have good meditation. Sometimes it's okay, well, you know, I sit, you know. And then you have no expectation at all. You just sit. And sometimes, oh, you just got good meditation. This is sometimes you cannot. We cannot manipulate. So sometimes we try to keep thinking, you know, oh, yesterday, how did I do it? And then you try to repeat the same thing, you know. You can't do that. It's come naturally, cause and effect. Because the first time you do it, you are not manipulating, you know. Then the second time, you try to control, you try to manipulate, you know. Then your mind is just not peaceful because you try to manipulate, you try to get things. I want to have this, I want to experience that, you know. It doesn't work, because whenever we crave, the mind moves. So that's why contentment is a good quality. That's why it's good that whenever we meditate, you know, we look upon each breath, that this breath might be my last breath. Isn't it? If we know that we're going to die soon, so... So other things, it doesn't matter anymore, isn't it? So we really, every single moment is so precious, you know. And then, you know, we really appreciate each moment much more. Because sometimes we think that we have plenty of time, we take it for granted. So when we are peaceful, we want more peace. And the same thing, like usually people come to me. Sometimes people, they themselves already healthy. And they want healthier. You know, they start to get all those like supplements, you know, all those stuff that, you know, they want to be more healthier. It's healthy is not good enough. That's because of craving, because of the desires, because of the wanting. So lack of contentment. So there's like develop, you know, that quality, contentment. Contentment is the key. Good meditation, because when we crave, the mind moves. So the moment you think that what should I do, what should I do next, then you already lost it, because you already not present. Your mind already wander off, you know, looking for something else, because you're not happy with this moment. So we just appreciate each moment that we are in. Appreciate the fact that I have this opportunity, even being here, we are being grateful. You know, how many people, you know, they have the opportunities, you know, to sit down and relax and meditate. Some people can't even earn enough to live, you know what I mean? And they're busy. And some people live in a place that is, you know, in a war zone, you know, always fighting, you know, and no peace, you know? And sometimes we tend to take it for granted, right? We, you know, we appreciate that, appreciate what they got, you know, appreciate that we have a peaceful place, a peaceful, living in a peaceful country, have enough material well-being, and we, you know, we have enough to eat, and then we have this opportunity to meditate, to be able to sit down quietly, you know, and we tend to take it for granted. It's not everybody have that opportunities, you know. Even some people, yes, you know, that live in a peaceful country, and they have enough, you know, have enough the material well-being, you know, that meet all the material well-being, they're okay, you know, they're enough to eat, they have no problem, but they really they don't have the opportunity to come to the come across the teaching and to have the opportunity to practice meditation. And they look for peace, and they don't know how to look for peace, you know. And that's why sometimes we tend to take it for granted. So that's why we develop contentment, not to take it for granted. And we develop the gratitude. Gratitude also leads to contentment, appreciation. We appreciate that the fact that we have the opportunity to sit here and to be able to meditate with others, practitioners, you know, in a peaceful place. And we share, you know, the space together. And then we have this group energy, you know, and we share the peace together. And it's very rare to have this kind of opportunities. So we not to take it for granted. So when we reflect on that, we really arouse that appreciation, gratitude, and content, and just happy to be here, just happy that the fact that I have time to meditate is already good enough. So just letting be, it will happen by itself. If we try to control, we try to, you know, I remember some years ago, someone said to me, this person, when he sit, he had this nimitta here, very bright, he said, quite nice, like a pink color, you know. Then after he had the experience, he's searching for the nimitta for 20 years, he never experienced again. So then I told this person, you will never find it. You know, you want it, you can never find it. And then he keep wanting that, he want to experience the same experience again. So if you keep wanting to experience that again, you will never experience that, because your mind is not peaceful, you keep wanting. So your mind is moving. So only contentment lead to calmness, lead to stillness, only when your mind completely still. So if you keep craving, you know, want more and more, and then you will never reach. I have people, you know, that keep telling me, oh, I had this experience 20 years ago, sometimes 15 years ago, then they keep asking me how to get back that experience. I said, I cannot help you. You know, you have to let go of your craving. You know, I can't do it for you. You know, the things that I can give them an answer, I can have a formula, a solution, you know, how to do that, you know. I can't, you know. I said, I can't, even the Buddha can't tell you. He can point out, you know, the way to you, but ultimately you have to do it. But if you continue crave for that, you will never get it. You only stop the craving. Yes. You know, but I can't stop your craving. You have to stop your own craving. I can't do it, you know. And then people ask me this question, I say, I can't help you, you know. Ultimately, you have to help yourself. You have to stop your craving. Only when your mind, only when you're content, yeah, you don't crave for anything. When you have the contentment, it's good enough. It's peaceful enough. I don't crave for more. It's good enough. And then your meditation will go deeper, your mind will become still. So we can now start the meditate, okay? Just choose a comfortable position and just relax your body before you start. and begin the meditation by bringing your attention to this moment, just being in this moment. Just appreciate that we have the opportunities to be here. We are grateful to be here. And just happy being here. When we breathe in every breath, we appreciate every single breath that we breathe in. We are grateful the fact that we are still breathing. We are blessed to be here. Every single breath that we breathe in is so precious. Every single breath might be the last breath.
we end this meditation session. Yes, one of the questions. It is better to avoid reading novels and watching movies so you don't have parts of them popping up in your mind during meditation. Yes, of course. You know, I remember many years ago when I was in Thailand, and then that day is like Uposatha, so normally we have like, you know, that night, you know, sharings, and then the monks talking about how, you know, that you need to have, you know, a conducive environment to practice, a peaceful place and things like that. Then after finish everything, he still pops up a question that, basically the question that how can be mindfully indulged in the sensory pleasure to still have good meditation? You can't. I mean, sometimes you have to let go, isn't it? You can't just, you know, go to have a drink and then a dance, you know, with all the music. You go back, you want to sit down and you want to relax and meditate. Can you meditate? You can't, isn't it? So you need to have the conducive, you know, condition to support, you know. You can't go to, you know, a busy place, you know, having dance and singing, and then with all this, you know, really high, and then can't go back immediately. You want to relax, you want to be peaceful. You cannot be peaceful. Sometimes we have to let go of that if we want to have peaceful. I mean, sometimes, of course, a little bit of reading is okay, because, for example, sometimes like you cannot meditate whole day, so in between it's just like some a break, you know, a little bit is okay, you know, but you know that, but not like too much, you know. And then actually it just pops up. Even sometimes if you have argument with someone, you go and meditate, also you can't meditate, isn't it? So that's why it's good to avoid that. Question from USA. If someone is going through a period of laziness and depression, can you use meditation to get you out of that state? But if you come from a place that I meditate so that I get out of that state, then it doesn't work. Because you come with the place of you want something in return. So you are not really letting go. So the peace and calm actually come from letting go, giving up, you know, giving up controlling. Because again, now you control. So we try to use, you know, meditation to suppress something. Like recently, someone also told me that they realized that this person told me that after a few years practice, and then she realized that she'd been using that. Like when she has anger, she go to sit. And then she realized that actually she'd been using meditation to suppress her anger. And she realized that she using that, you know, not like just peacefully and let go. And she realized that she used that, you know, to suppress her emotion, to suppress her anger, and then she forced herself to sit, to focus on the meditation object. Actually, it doesn't work that way. You know, you have to truly, you know, let it go. So that's like the laziness and depression. Actually, sometimes it's come from not enough, lack of energy. Sometimes it's good that maybe, you know, like Ajahn Kanha used to say, you know, you don't do enough good, not enough kindness, he said, you know. When someone said that, well, I have no progress in my meditation, so he said, you not enough kindness, so you practice more generosity, do more dana, you know, to be of service, arouse that happiness, you know, the joy. Actually, the joy and happiness itself is energy. So do something, you know. Go out, you know, go out of your comfort zone on that. You go out to help people, be of service, and arouse the happiness and energy. Then you got the energy, you know. And it's not by thinking that I go and sit. You have no energy to support your meditation. They say sometimes that, you know, like they said, dana is a It's one of the foundation stone. The four foundation stone for the path to enlightenment is dana, morality, you know, generosity, morality, and stillness, and wisdom. So that's why dana is part of that, you know. This is something to arouse that's why we said we do dana. That's of course when you give, if people come from, I know some people come to me, they come with that when they heard the monks, oh, you need to, you know, give more, you know. Then they already have the intention that also, oh, now I'm giving, why I don't have the happiness, they come and ask me. I said, of course, yeah, if you're thinking that I'm giving something, I'm going to be happy, then it doesn't work that way because you're not truly giving. Because a true giving, you just want to give. You're just happy to give, not asking anything in return. Then that is truly let go, you know. But if you're thinking of, you know, I'm going to give now, I'm going to do dana so I'd be happy. So you come with that and it doesn't work that way. It's things come naturally, you know. When you let go, you have the joy of letting go. You're giving, you have the joy of giving. So that's why if you want to have that energy, you know, arouse the energy to be bright, you know, then practice more generosity. And that will also help. What is a recommended meditation for someone who chronic pain? Actually, chronic pain, it's just that because of if we focus on the pain, we will amplify and manifest the pain. So that's why if you bring our mind, you practice present moment awareness is good enough, you know. And also practice metta that is accepting, you know. If you accept the pain, actually less pain. But if you try to fight, if you try to get rid of the pain, you feel more pain. You feel more pain, you know. That's why sometimes we just have to come to a place of acceptance. It's okay, you know, to really embrace and, you know, make peace with the pain. So it's okay, I have the pain. So sometimes the more we try to get rid of the pain, so it doesn't work. Like you see, if it come from the intention that, you know, I'm doing this meditation so that my pain go away, it won't go away. Actually, any kind of we can do any kind of meditation. It's not the technique is a problem. It's more come from our attitude. It's come from our attitude. Whether, you know, it's the same thing, you know, because how we live our life is important, you know. If we are someone that is very self-centered, selfish, you know, and then have a lot of negativities and always have this fault-finding mind, you know. And then you think, you go and you sit down and meditate, you think you can have peaceful mind, you can't. So if you, throughout you, how you live your life is important. If you are someone very caring, compassion, you know, and then really you give selflessly, if you have the kind of attitude, you have that qualities, you know. When it's easy to meditate when you're, because you carry with you, you bring with you that kind of attitude when you sit down. You have the kind of attitude towards your meditation. You have those quality like compassion, caring, you know, kindness, you know, gratitude. You have that quality with you when you meditate. You have that same attitude towards your meditation. So if we come with that intention of I want to do this meditate, even any meditation is fine. So it's not what technique and what meditation is really matter. It's truly our attitude, you know, have the right attitude, you know. Sometimes we don't have the right attitude. If we keep thinking that I go to meditate to solve my problem, it will not work. If you think that I'm going to meditate so my illness will go away, it doesn't work. But it works when you don't have that expectation. You're just happily doing it and then you relax, you know. And it actually is help. Some people, they have migraine headache and they meditate, actually it's helped them because when you meditate, you relax, you know. But not come with the intention that I meditate, my headache go away, and then it doesn't work that way. you know. That's why sometimes it's have to come from the right attitude. It's not, we can do any kind of meditation, you know. It's not the meditation, it's not because of what meditation, it's not the technique, it's not the meditation, it's our attitude, you know. And also the understanding of the Dharma, you know. You come also, you have a bit of wisdom, you know. That's like, yes, it does help, you know, meditation, it does help. But if you come with the intention so that your pain go away, so, and it doesn't work that way. So any questions or comments? Any questions or comments?